Welcome to Twist for the week of March 11th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering recently enacted New Mexico legislation and sales and use tax developments from Colorado and New York State. On March 6th, House Bill 252 was signed into law in New Mexico. The bill makes numerous changes to the state's individual income tax laws and adopts various new income tax credits and gross receipts tax deductions. For corporate taxpayers, there are a few key changes to note. First, the bill adopts a flat 5.9% corporate income tax rate and eliminates the current subtraction for subpart F income. The bill also revises the makeup of the Water's Edge combined group to exclude only foreign corporations with less than 20% of their property payroll and sales sourced to locations within the United States. Currently, the exclusion applies to all such corporations, wherever organized or incorporated, with less than 20% of their property, payroll, or sales sourced to the United States. The corporate income tax changes are all effective January 1, 2025. The Colorado Department of Revenue recently issued a private letter ruling concluding that an operator of retail grocery stores was entitled to a state manufacturing exemption for purchases of equipment, for example, mixers, oven racks, labeling machines, used in the store's bakeries. Daily, each bakery produced, from raw ingredients, thousands of units of freshly baked products, including muffins, croissants, bread, cakes, and pies. The department concluded that the taxpayer was manufacturing, as it used both raw and prepared ingredients to produce new products. Further, the machinery at issue was used directly in manufacturing, as required under the statute. Finally, the building space, the machinery, and the other fixtures dedicated to the operation of producing baked goods constituted a contiguous plant site. The New York Supreme Court Appellate Division recently upheld a Tax Appeals Tribunal decision concluding that the taxpayer's service was a taxable information service. The court rejected the taxpayer's position that it was providing a non-taxable consulting service. The court found that the primary function of the service was the collection and analysis of information. The court also determined the taxpayer did not qualify for the exclusion for information personal or individual in nature that is not incorporated in reports provided to others. Thank you for listening to Twist and have a great week.